none of us operate in a vacuum. And so if our spouses, our girlfriends, boyfriends, family are not knowledgeable about what we're going through, our chances of being successful and having a balanced life is greatly diminished. And one of my first events was that, looking out and saying, well, how are we doing? And the service person said, man, we are doing great. It's wonderful to be home. Everything is just fine. And you could look around the room and see all the spouses looking over and saying, what planet are you on? You know, this is just so different. I don't know what's going on, and I'm very confused. And so the need to reach out to the couples, to the families, to the kids, I think, is finally getting more attention.
What was it, if you happen to know, that caused that outreach to extended family?
You know, for a lot of the stuff, I have to give Vietnam vets credit, because we didn't go away. You could call us whiners or complainers or whatever you want, but we kept saying, this is not working, folks. You know, my life is not better. I can't hold a job. I'm drinking too much. I'm way too angry. I can't maintain a relationship. You know, we need to do something about this. And it took a very long time. I think we're celebrating something like 50 years for the beginning of the Vietnam War. So it's only been in the last few years, let's say 10, where even the VA has started saying, we really do need to look at this. And the Department of Defense has said, we need to send counselors overseas, but we also have to have counselors back on our military bases to work with the soldiers and with their families. A lot of it starts with just basic communication, basic trust building, basic relationship building, recognizing signs and symptoms. On a personal note, I happen to be married to somebody who is wonderful about that, because whenever I get into one of my little snits, she just doesn't let me buy into it. You know, she says, that's not where you are. And if she didn't understand that, these would all end up going into arguments and hurt feelings. You know, with the Vietnam vets I've treated now for like 40 years, we're now into our 60s and 70s, and I have people coming in to see me that have never talked about this. They've held it inside. They've done the best they could. But now that they're retiring, it's all coming back, and they need to get their families involved with this. Otherwise, the rest of their lives are not going to be very happy.
John Christensen is a Vietnam veteran and therapist who has spent decades working with veterans from various wars. John, thanks for joining us, and happy Memorial Day.
Same to you.